Accession number 31468, Mr. Brian Ward, Rail 5. Now, we're talking about your time with it's Home Service Force, 3rd Battalion, Worcestershire Foresters Regiment at Beeston.
Yes.
Now, what about, did you train in the field? I understand you had drill night. Did you go away for training sessions?
Yes, we used to go to the Utoxeter, Leek, and you're on the Cannock Chase. And there we met, I was in F Platoon, HSF, and we used to meet up with the G Platoon from Derby and C Platoon from Mansfield. And we used to meet up with the other TA regulars, and we used to do weekends training on Cannock Chase.
Now, what was that training like?
Similar to what we'd had previous in the Army. Digging in, compass reading, map references, talks on, sniper, you name it, general infantry tactics. Our sergeant major was an ex-SAS man, so he was a bit keen and know it all about. Our officer was an ex-naval officer, so that shows how diversified the job was. And one of the sergeants was a regular from the, had been a regular in the Sherwood Foresters. And I say, we're a mishmash of artillery, RAF, and Army, and Navy in our HSF platoons.
Now, did you ever do any exercises in your actual role? I.e., did you ever guard a power station or...?
No, we didn't. We used to go out and, we used to go to Beckingham and Fulbeck and just go through the motions, but we didn't actually go to a power station, not while I was in. And now, during this time, I'd moved up a bit further at Petfords. So the man fetched me in and said, look, who's paying your wages, us or the Army? So I had to back off and I resigned then.
So when was that, 93?
89.
Oh, I thought you did it to 1993.
89. No, it was disbanded in 1990, but they carried on.
I've got you, right. Yeah. So you did it from 84 to 89.
I did.
So anything else about that? I mean, how many were there of you at Beeston?
Well, in the HSF?
Yeah. Was it a platoon?
A platoon, the 30 plus, yes. And don't forget, you got other three platoons at Derby and Mansfield.
So which company were you?
F Company.
F Company?
F Company.
Oh. And which platoon?
Just F Company, 3rd Battalion, Worcestershire Foresters.
And, I mean, were you getting a bit old for it?
Yes.
You were 50 when you
late 40s.
Yeah.
And when we first went on parade with the regulars, it was a bit of a scream. Talk about Dad's Army. I always remember the RSM standing on the parade ground at Leek in Utoxeter and shouting, who the FNL are you lot? Because they weren't aware of what we were, you see. But as soon as he sees his drill, he changed his mind. But he's who the FNL are you lot? He said. So there's all the...
Do you think you were coming to the end of your time anyway, but through your age when you packed up?
Oh, yes. We weren't allowed to run anyway. In case of what... Dad's Army. You used to call us Dad's Army. You know, it was all late 40s, early 50s.
Do you think you had a useful function? Do you think you were doing good work?
Well, yes, because instead of going to Otterburn for a four-night camp, they asked us, when the IRA was getting a bit silly, to weekends, we commanded Beeston Guardhouse. And they put up all razor wire, and we was on guard, fully armed, with SA-80s in the guardhouse at Beeston. And when you sat there and you see these drunkards coming out shouting, hello, Dad's Army, did they realise we'd got live up the spout, you know what I mean? It was, you know, a lot of people didn't realise that. And we used to be in charge of the Saturday night soldiers, the ordinary TA lads, that had, you know, hadn't been in the army, were just ordinary TA. And so we got away with going on weekend or whatever by volunteering to do weekends on the guard room. not only at Beeston, but Derby or all these other places that's got on there. They put all this wire raising all around the buildings. It's where after the Manchester bombings and things like that. So we was asked if we would do the guard duties at the weekends.
So on TA Barracks?
On the TA Barracks, yeah. And it was not just there, it's up and down the country.
Now, the last thing we want to cover really is you're a member of the British Legion. Is that important to you?
Very much. I've been a member since 1959.
Now, why is it important to you? What does it do for you? What do you do for it?
Well, my father joined me when I first came home on leave. He said, you've got to do it, because he founded the Royal British Legion in Melton. He helped dig the beer cellars out, him and another, when he come out the RAF. And so it's sort of ingrained. And my mother was on the ladies' committee. And so I've been a member now for 59. I was made a life member in 82. And I've been poppy selling for 30 years. Last year I received a token, a badge, merit, whatever, for selling poppies for 30 years.
Are you on the committee, or are you?
As from next week, I've been asked to be vice chairman. I've never volunteered, for obvious reasons, but they've been pushing and pushing and pushing. And there's an annual general meeting next week, and I've been asked, will I be vice chairman? Because I do a lot to help them out. I wouldn't see them in... We do a sponsored bike ride around Rutland Water every year for the Poppy Fund. So I say, right, OK, let me have at a stadium post with the bottles of water and help them on. I do that. Or if we take the gazebo or the tent to a showground, I'll say, OK, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to do this, do that? Not being on the kid, but I'm there if they want any help.
Tell me about the Poppy Appeal generally. How does it all work and what do you do for that?
I just stand in Melton Marketplace on a Tuesday mainly, or on a Saturday. I usually top up about 400 or 500 quid over the time I do it. I take my poppies with me when they go shooting. Take them around to these rich shooting people, try and get a few bob. I say I've been doing it for 30 years now. And I say, as recognition of my service, I got a scroll and a badge and whatever. And I stand on Melton in my blazer and, balled up shoes. And, yeah, I do a lot. And I go to quite a lot of, we have Armistice Night. We've got Armistice Night coming up. We always make sure we get the full house for that. Bit of lamp swinging and whatever there. Take it to Michael.
Thank you very much.